أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed how incapable, how absolute, no value man and jinnat is of, that we do not have any capabilities, but that capabilities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. We have absolutely no value, but the value that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached to us. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the skies that will burst when the time of Qiyamah comes, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that a point in time will come when all that means absolutely nothing. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created these skies and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elevated it. But a time will come when there is absolutely no value to all that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's zaat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being, that will be the only thing that will be left. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram, and everything else will perish. So here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the skies, and here Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show us that that is a lofty, mighty creation of Allah. When that is destroyed, everything else will be destroyed. Hence Allah says, فَإِذَا شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ, that when the skies will burst asunder, when it will split asunder, then فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ, it will become red. And how red it will become, like how when leather is tanned, and leather when it becomes tanned, it becomes reddish. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into more detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, that when the skies will burst asunder, then what is the reality of it? وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, it does it by the command of Allah. There in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it listens to the command of Allah. وَحُقَّتْ, and it is bound to listen to the command of Allah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands it to crumble, to crush, to burst asunder, and it will have to happen. It has absolutely no choice whatsoever. And similarly, like that, in other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depicting the picture of absolutely no value that this earth will have at a point in time. And more than that, man will also realize its value, that when this earth begins to shake its quake, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and as it begins to shake, and as it begins to crumble, then it will begin to spew out, it will begin to throw out its load, its burden. And what is the load and the burden of this earth? It will be all the raw materials, the gold and the silver of this earth, all those precious diamonds and precious stones will all come up to the surface of this earth. Now in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam depicts this picture. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, at that time when man will start moving, as this earth begins to crumble, then he will see all this raw materials, golds in forms of rock, and all the silver and everything else, all will be lying. And then a person who kills somebody because of this. Now here, the killing of somebody else is the worst that a man can do because of wealth. But like that, every other form is also taken into consideration. And he will look at this gold. Nobody now has any value in his heart for the gold and for the silver and all the raw materials of this world. And then he will ask himself this question, was it for this that I had to give my life? He killed somebody else, so he was killed. Was it for this that I had to give my life? In other words, now he realizes the haqiqat. He realizes the value of it. And then another person who had his hands cut off because he had stole. Or in other countries, non-Islamic countries, he was put behind bars. Or whatever his case may be, he was caught because he was fraudulent, because he stole, etc. And now, when he looks at it, he will ask himself the question. In other words, how stupid could I be? How foolish could I be? That it was for this absolutely, I think, that had absolute no value whatsoever, that I had to have my hand cut off and had to go through the consequences of this world. And similarly, another person broke family ties because of wealth, because there was a family dispute, and they broke off ties because of the wealth of this world. Now when they look at this, again they will ask themselves the question, and they will question how foolish they were, that they had given up everything because of the wealth of this dunya. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts this picture now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the skies will all burst asunder, the earth and everything else will come to a total end, everything will crumble, there will be absolutely no dunya, there will be absolutely no earth, there will be no sky, there will be no moon, there will be no sun, everything will be totally, totally destroyed. All the things that we attached our hearts to, all that will be now removed. And what is going to happen? We will all have to go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. O man, you have toiled, your different and various toils, the various efforts you had made. There were some people in this world that made effort on good, effort on iman, effort on amal, effort on deen. They also, their effort is being mentioned in this ayat. And there will be others that made effort on other things. Those that made effort on the incorrect things, the effort on the wrong things, whatever your effort was, all of it, you will carry on. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Now you will have to go, emerge and go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. And then another message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives at the end of the ayah, فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَدِّهَانَ, that you will see the sky will become red. Now some ulama have translated it as skin. When it is tanned, it becomes red. Others have translated it as oil. When it begins to boil and it boils and it boils, and that how it becomes red after being boiled several times over and over again. That's how the sky, when it begins to burst, that is how it will become red. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has given an example. We'll just temper the example for our understanding. Is when we see steel or we see iron, when it is placed in fire, then we will see that it becomes absolute red, crimson red. That is how the sky will become, because of that extreme heat in the crumbling of the sky that will take place, in its breaking into pieces, in its crushing into pieces. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, now where is the value of all these things, O insan, that you had attached to? You will have to leave all that, and you will have to come to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which of the ni'mat, which of the boons and the favors of your Lord, of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny, O insan, O mankind? And again, the great favor. One is a person that works very, very hard. He earns his money and somebody else steals it. They can never be the same. There has to be justice, and that justice will be in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the justice that will be meted out, that rahmah of Allah and that mercy of Allah and that grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be cast upon some, and others will have to face the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa.